Lesson 37, Valuing Yourself. A colleague whispered to me, "I heard you were in the school race yesterday." I nodded and smiled. I hadn't come in first, but I was proud of my efforts. Her mouth twisted into a sneer. "So, how did you do? Did you actually manage to finish the race?" Sarcasm laced her voice. My cheeks turned red as I stared at her in shock. I knew what she referred to. It was my weight. I was chubby, but I enjoyed running. She obviously didn't think I could run 3 kilometers. "Of course, I finished the race," I said softly. I swallowed several times and pushed back my tears. Why was she humiliating me? A wave of shame washed over me at that moment. I felt ashamed of my body and ashamed that I'd attempted the race. Many days later, I listened to a talk on the topic of forgiveness. It said, "Forgiveness releases you from bitterness and helps you to move on with your life. It brings freedom." "I choose to forgive her," I whispered in the silence of my bedroom. After I made my choice to forgive, I began to collect affirming words. Whenever a friend, teacher, or family member would say something positive to me, I would scribble it down on a piece of paper so that I would never forget what they had said. Soon, I had a big collection of these notes and affirmations. I put all these encouraging words inside an old box. Now, on days when discouragement comes knocking, I pull out these words and remind myself that yes, I am valued. Nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt.